AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Speaker Mike Johnson has told GOP lawmakers he's moving toward a vote later this week on a package of funding for Ukraine. Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown made a case at a hearing.
Ukraine right now is facing some dire battlefield conditions. And that's partly because their capability from a resourcing standpoint, from whether it's munitions, whether it's vehicles, whether it's platforms.
Russian missiles slammed into Chernihiv in northern Ukraine today. Officials say at least 17 killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is brushing off calls for restraint from close allies and saying Israel will determine for itself whether and how to respond to Iran's missile and drone barrage earlier this week. Iran's president's warning of a massive and harsh response to the tiniest invasion by Israel. Senate hearings are examining Boeing and its safety issues. Boeing engineer Sam Salapour says he's repeatedly raised internal alarms.
I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting. And then this is not a safety culture when you get threatened by bringing issues of safety concerns.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll move to dismiss impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The charges brought against Secretary Mayorkas fail to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. To validate this gross abuse by the House would be a grave mistake and could set a dangerous precedent for the future.
No court today in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial while the judge works on other matters. Tesla will ask shareholders to reinstate the compensation package for CEO Elon Musk, rejected by a judge in Delaware this year, and move the electric car maker's corporate home from Delaware to Texas. On Wall Street, stocks lower in afternoon trading. This is AP News. An after-action report on last year's deadly fires in Maui.
The report made public by the Western Fire Chiefs Association says that the Maui Fire Department was no match for a series of blazes, including one that killed 101 people in August 2023 in the historic town of Lahaina. Chief Brad Ventura of the Maui County Fire Department says they've identified several areas for improvement.
First one's to fully stock our relief apparatus. Second is to create a statewide mutual aid program. Third is to create a communication plan to evacuate visitors and residents who speak different languages.
Last August, some firefighters carried victims piggyback over downed power lines to safety. Another repeatedly drove a moped into a burning neighborhood to rescue residents one at a time. I'm Donna Porter.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.